Duke's son, Mercer, worked often for his dad. He recalled Wellman Bro on This Rarity. It's a radio series about Ellington, produced for broadcast by, get this, the United States Social Security Administration.
Wellman Bro played bass in the Duke Ellington Orchestra from 1926, 1927 when I first saw him, and he stayed there until 1935. Made an important contribution. He believed in crowding the microphone, and he would establish a compelling beat that you couldn't miss. Joe Benjamin pays him imaginative tribute in this 1970 portrait of Wellman Bro. It's Harry Carney on bass clarinet, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Russell Procope clarinet.
Dave Radlauer, this is Jazz Rhythm, and it's a special series saluting Duke Ellington, this show featuring the contributions of Ellington's sidemen to the repertory and flavor of Duke's orchestra. And as you're hearing and learning, this was an energetic, headstrong, contradictory, and rowdy bunch of characters. Still ahead, we'll hear the extroverted Ray Nance and trumpeter Rex Stewart recalling his colleagues in the band. For more about Jazz Rhythm, visit the Jazz Rhythm website at jazzhotbigstep.com. www.jazzhotbigstep.com, the Jazz Rhythm website. Portrait of Wellman Bro, composed by Duke Ellington. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Ray Nance is one of my favorite Ellingtonians. He was quite an extroverted character on stage, and this is confirmed by my aunt, a big Ellington fan, who saw Ray Nance. He sang, danced, played trumpet, and hot violin with Ellington for nearly a quarter of a century. When trumpeter Cootie Williams left the band, Nance stepped in as the primary plunger mute trumpet growler. Duke utilized all of Ray Nance's talents from the very start. Here's a live performance, one of Nance's very first nights with the band in 1940, when he was the featured vocalist on Wham! Rebop! Boom! Bam! And as the violinist on Honeysuckle Rose.
If I can't do it, you put it. Some folks say this swing won't stay, that it's dying out. I'm losing good. Tell them what they're talking about. They're about to go down. Everybody knows the old swing. I can't do it with you.
To bring Ray Nance back for his classic ballet rendition of Just Squeeze Me, But Please Don't Tease Me.
Sweet and gentle, when you say goodnight, just squeeze me, but please don't tease me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight, so squeeze me, but please don't tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues away each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know, never knew I loved you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but please don't tease me. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but please don't tease me.
Ray Nance. Ray Nance, a deep one.
The exuberant singer, dancer, violinist, and trumpeter Ray Nance recorded live in Washington, D.C., April of 1955.
Just Squeeze Me, one of the best examples of Ray Nance's onstage persona.
And live on stage at his first performance with Duke's Famous Orchestra in October 1940.
The Fargo, North Dakota concert, captured by Jack Towers and Dick Burris on 16-inch transcription discs. This is a tribute to Duke Ellington, the greatest band leader of jazz, the most significant American composer, and possibly the greatest composer of the 20th century. I'm Michael Tucker.
I'm Dave Radlauer. My thanks to those jazz-loving actors and big fans of public broadcasting, Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker, for joining me on Jazz Rhythm. By the way, a note that except for that Ray Nance set, all the music on this Ellington Centenary Special was created by Duke, or by Duke in collaboration with his musicians and soloists. Next, we'll hear three examples of that and the words of Rex Stewart from his memoir, Boy Meets Horn. We'll hear Perdido and Conga Brava, both composed by Juan Tizol, and this jumping cottontail, created with tenor sax giant Ben Webster in 1940. Of Rex Stewart, who spent 7 years with Duke Ellington, read by Joe Hughes.
Ben Webster and I got to be real buddies. He is a very complex individual, in some ways a throwback to the sporting house character of the bygone days of Kansas City. There were many sides to Ben. As I see it, Ben was never able to be merely Ben Webster, the musician. In his youth, he became infamous as the hoodlum swingster. In my opinion, he is one of the greatest creators on the tenor sax who ever lived, and truly must be considered in the same category with Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. On his horn and in his composing, when he chooses to settle down and write, is where he displays his tremendous imagination. Webster managed to get himself into all kinds of messes. Once, he ran into boxer Joe Louis in an elevator when Joe was world boxing champ. Ben greeted him with a little hello punch. Ben got a little punch back, which rendered his arm useless for a week. When Ben drank, he got somewhat out of hand and into various jams. One time he went after the toughest policeman in Chicago. A phone call alerted me, so I rushed over and looked all over for him. But it turned out he had left for a gambling spot. And there I found him, with the cop, sitting and drinking side by side, like old buddies. Many fascinating and intriguing nuances contained within the individuals themselves. For instance, the unforgettable Joe Tricky Sam Nanton. He was the epitome of earthiness when he soloed on his trombone, but quite the opposite in private life. He was a keen and pungent observer of human foibles, including his own, and a witty philosopher who wore Brooks Brothers suits long before they became popular. And he was a virtual storehouse of facts and figures about scientific and sociological matters that constantly amazed me. Then, rounding out the trombone section, there was Juan Tizo from Puerto Rico, whose pure white countenance made him stand out like a blob of sour cream in the middle of a bowl of black caviar. Tizol seemed a strange choice for Ellington, but he truly was a very important cog in the Duke's wheel. He did all the transcriptions of Ellington's voluminous writing efforts. This was no easy chore, as oft-times Duke would attempt to write things that really couldn't be written. Juan would scribble a facsimile and spend hours interpreting what the boss intended. For years, musicians and the public were allowed to think we achieved these spectacular musical effects by osmosis. But such was not the case. Almost everything we did was written and was the result of hard work plus research colored with imagination. And it was Tizol, with his extensive musical education, who was frequently the catalyst.
A magnificent Conga Brava composed by Juan Tizol, recorded in 1940. Before that, a previously unissued take of Perdido, featuring Ben Webster from 1942, and written by Juan Tizol. We started with Cottontail, written together by Duke Ellington and Ben Webster. Finally, I'm closing where we started with the 1930 Rockin' and Rhythm, because it's such an excellent synthesis of the many elements we've heard that came together under Duke's creative leadership. A little bit of stride piano, some New Orleans gumbo spices, a bit of wild and competitive Kansas City and Chicago jazz, and large ensemble jazz composing by Duke. Thanks again to Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker. Thanks to Joe Hughes, who read as the voice of Rex Stewart from the book Boy Meets Horn, published in 1991 by the University of Michigan Press. Thanks for technical assistance to Command Productions of Sausalito, California, and San Francisco public radio station KALW. Don't forget you can visit Jazz Rhythm on the internet at jazzhotbigstep.com. Or email me for information, playlists, if you have a comment, or if you'd like online listening tips at dradjazz@aol.com. Or you can send me an email from the website jazzhot, one word, bigstep, also one word, .com. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music of Duke Ellington. Thank you.